Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop scheduling a 10 o'clock segment. We're just going to go with these guys for the entire show.
Just riff.
I do so much fun.
I do love, though, that like Seth is like, I'm afraid of my wife seeing this. I feel like you can get out of this very quickly because it says no white boys
no
on
white
there. Like, clearly, she wouldn't have taken my business.
She would have been like, Seth, I know you like a challenge. And
All right, let's get going on a Wednesday here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitula. Figgy Fig with a fantastic ketchup and mustard finals half from 95, trying to give you some good Houston Rockets vibes as we're like a week or two away from training camp getting going there for them.
We need some Houston vibes, period.
Yeah, we sure do. Man. We absolutely do. How about this for some vibes? We got a couple giveaways on the show today. So if you keep it locked, 12 o'clock hour, there's a couple of things coming your way. One of those, all week long, has been the case with a good Houston football team. The University of Houston Cougars, they're taking on Texas Tech here in a couple weeks, and you'll have an opportunity to win a four-pack of tickets to see that game by listening to In the Loop. You will also have the opportunity later on in the show, as we do every Wednesday, to win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop, and that also comes with a chance to be entered into a raffle to win a whole grill. Yeah. And a case of OG sauce as well. So
dang
there's
right.
a lot of things happening giveaway-wise
right.
today, so keep it locked for that. Let's circle back around because how many hours ago? I was about to do the math. Probably about 21 hours ago.
Something like that.
Thereabouts. We were sitting in largely these same places in this room when we found out that the gem of the acquisition from the offseason for this Texans team was being released. CJ Gardner-Johnson, mm-hmm. the safety, who had mere months ago in this same calendar year won a Super Bowl, was now being cut. And now we have more information. We mm-hmm. obviously we've seen pretty soon after our show, honestly, mm-hmm. The likes of the beat writers in this marketplace. We heard from Aaron Wilson. Obviously, we saw some of that on social media. Jonathan M. Alexander, DJ Bieniemy had some really good, reporting on this. And now we have a better idea of what happened here. Mm-hmm. So it seems like as much as we were saying, as it's going to be stuff off the field, the on the field absolutely played heavily into CJ Gardner-Johnson no longer being on this team.
No, it absolutely did. And let's make that very, very clear. The Texans eliminated a problem on the field and in the locker room. Flat out, they did. Where I was, and the boys alluded to it a little bit, the white boys right before us.
You know, working title for the show, right? If they're ever like, we don't need these names, Payne and Pendergast, the white boy.
They alluded to it a little bit.
Then they can just have to play that funky music, white boys, the intro. I feel like we're putting some things together right now.
Is what we're doing.
I've often said that.
No. First of all, let's just make kind of like, let's put these in compartments. Compartment number one. They eliminated a problem on the field. That much is clear. Compartment number two, DJ Bieniemy, Jonathan M. Alexander did a fantastic job.
Gotta say the M.
M. Alexander illustrated what the problem was. And
by the way, just mm-hmm. in case you don't know, right, mm-hmm. a large part of the problem, especially on the field, was that man was going into business for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a number of things, and there's a number of plays. I thought the morning show did a great job of actually going and getting the audio of Mark Vandermeer making these calls.
Yeah.
Where you can hear on the broadcast Andre Ware making note of, oh, well, look at, I mean, Kamari Lassiter, or look at Kalen Bullock, and come to find out that with the insight that is very clear that, mm-hmm. you know, good reporting has given DJ and Jonathan, where someone is clearly giving them an idea of, hey, this is what the responsibilities were. You look at it and you go, no, that lines up. This is CJ Gardner-Johnson going to business for himself and leaving his teammates out to dry. And seemingly the additional reporting that's most importantly is that when they get into meeting rooms, not taking responsibility, saying that, well, this is what we did when we was in Philly, and ultimately not falling in line with what needs to happen and doing his job and falling in with the
system. So, yes, that's compartment number two. And compartment number three and four is what gets interesting. Compartment number three is one thing we know about the Texans, and this is for a long, long time now, they don't let information out of that building. They do not let information get out of that building. They do everything they can to avoid it. And within, what, a half hour of this happening, they were talking about Texans sources, and could have been players too, to be fair.
I tend to believe that it was players.
I tend to believe that it wasn't just players.
That's not base. Well, fair enough. Yeah. That is a fair thing to assume. Yeah,
that's why I said, because they said Texans sources, and then they, you know, obviously some of that is players, some of that is the building, and that to me is interesting. You know, like, hey, yeah, and you said it earlier. You know, he was getting this information that was not his responsibility. You know, he didn't do his responsibility. Isn't that funny? Isn't that a little funny? That he's getting this, that they are getting this information within a half hour of it happening. Hey, by the way, this is what the story really is.
I have a feeling that you don't think it's funny.
I think it's curious.
Okay. Walk me through it then, OG.
Well, how many years has it been a vault in that building?
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Many years.
All of a sudden, in less than half an hour, all this information gets out from the Texans and others and players. Again, to be fair, and players. That these were things. To me, that's curious.
You can't seem to be implying, though, that he's being like, with C.J. Gardner-Johnson is some sort of sacrificial lamb here.
I take you to compartment number four, the final compartment. And this is why I think all these...
Is this like, let's make a deal when we're going through doors? Because I don't think I like any of these doors just yet.
That's right. Compartment number four. Who stands to benefit the most by saying, oh, boy, did he bust that and that and that, and he was a problem here and never really fit? Who stands to benefit the most from that?
I mean, I guess you could say DeMeco Ryans.
And Nick Caserio.
Well, I don't know how much Nick Caserio benefits from that, because we are rightfully have to come up and go, this is another one of your decisions that you made.
But it's deflection.
Look
how bad this dude played.
I don't think you gain from him there,
look how
though.
Much of a rebel you know, he was, et cetera. So let me just take you to three things that I think are very, very important here.
Before we get to the three things, I do want to hit this as hard as I think it deserves. The idea that, oh, he was a rebel, that is not something that was a foreign, right? We had many people talking about this.
Thank you.
Right?
That's where I'm going.
Okay, I'll let you get there.
That's
my
where
bad.
I'm going with
apologies
this.
For stepping in the road.
You know, they're saying, oh, look, it was a big problem, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Whomever the combination of people and sources was. Again, has nothing to do with Jonathan M. Alexander and DJ Bien. They did a great job.
I need to ask him if we got to say the M every time.
I'd have done the same thing. Let's make these three points. Sean Payton did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore. Dan Campbell did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore. Nick Sirianni did not want C.J. Gardner-Johnson anymore.
At least on the, I'm trying to go back. I can't recall exactly what the terms were with the Lions and the Saints. With the Eagles, at least this time, they seem to have like made it their public stance that this was a monetary thing, which I could see, because obviously you took on 2 years of payments for him, and they're dealing with a younger talent base when it comes to the secondary. But he seemed to believe that it was something else on the field with the way that he talked in the offseason.
Right. So Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, and Nick Sirianni, and if you want to extend that to Howie Roseman, they said, no, we're good on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Texans come in and say, we want him. Texans come in. Not only do they say, come in and say, we want him, after all these Super Bowl and NFC Championship game coaches say, no, we're good on C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Texans say, we got him. And not only do we got him, we're going to give him a $6.6 million damn near bonus and guarantee that. Who benefits the most? Those guys do. That's why I think it's a little curious.
I don't think they benefit from that move, because, again, we can see
they
that
they benefit by saying everybody, all of a sudden, the narrative being, oh, he was bad, he was a cancer, he was this, he
sure,
was that.
But again, yeah. I don't think that changes the way that this should and honestly is being looked at when it comes to Nick Caserio. Mm-hmm. This is like hanging on his neck just as much as
it is.
We talk about Kenyon Green. Like,
but you have a timeline? You saw what the timeline looked like yesterday?
Sure.
How much of it was, oh, boy, Nick Caserio? A little bit. But how much of it was? Let me tell you how bad this dude was.
And I mean, I don't think that either of those things are wrong. Yeah. And so, like, I hear what you're saying, right? Like, there is, and when it comes to like a D'Amico portion of this, right? I think mm-hmm. that because again, part of the thing that I think it does defend is why does this look so damn bad?
Yeah.
Is, well, if somebody is out here free, you know, going into business for themselves, mm-hmm. they are now a missing link in a chain, and no chain with a missing link is going to hold up to scrutiny, to muster, whatever, right? Like that's going to be there. I think that when it comes to talent acquisition, I understand we could see the thought process on the front end of, hey, you're not paying very much and you're getting this talented player. And honestly, as I'm thinking back on it now, there should have been some red flags going up to some degree of like, this deal seems too good to be true. And ultimately, this is the too good to be true on the other side. Mm-hmm. But we're still going to bring this back to Nick Cassero's doorstep of, okay, you are cleaning up this mistake, but it's a mistake that demonstrated itself so soon that we have to look at you and go, in your track record, why are we here again with a player? Because and honestly, as much as we could say that I think it stands to benefit D'Amico Ryans, this also, as we talked about a little bit in the handoff, and I'm sure the mm-hmm. fellows of the Drive talked about more, this falls in line with a number of some other guys that have had some difficulties falling in with what's happening here in the system that we're jettisoning.
Yeah, and we'll get to that for sure. But look, I just feel that this is a true case of two things are right at the same time. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was a problem. The bigger problem was, what were you thinking? What did you think would happen? And there's clearly the narrative leaning more right now toward C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I'm just saying, we need to look at the next level. You know, we need to look at the next step, and it's not a good look.
I mean, team building wise, no. I think, interestingly enough, and we'll talk about it as the show goes mm-hmm. along, yesterday actually gave me a little bit of hope in an interesting way. Mm-hmm. And I understand that I don't want to put words in your mouth because it does feel like you have more negativity towards, you know, Kirby right now, just generally.
No, at the leadership there, at the decision making, and why they thought maybe it goes back to that little arrogance talk we talk. You know, we'll fix him.
Right, like we have a leader of men. He'll be able to fall in.
We'll fix him. You know, maybe it's that. As far as on the field, I am actually with you. Now, there's going to be some questions, and we'll get to them, but I'm actually with you.
Fair enough. Just getting going on a Wednesday here in the Loop. Like I said, a few things being given away at some point during this program, so rock with us. Always get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Coming up next. Last night was a referendum on Joe Espada. Is it deserved or is he the fall guy? 713-572-4610. Yes, we're still talking about the Astros and we'll do it next.
Yeah, we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. The Astros out in Sacramento, and they get a loss in game one of the final road trip of the season. And it's getting bleak out here, ladies and gentlemen. A 5-1 loss for the Astros puts them in some dangerous territory as they're now for the first, well, I guess even last night, they were technically on the outside looking in when it came to the wild card, but at least at that point it was like, oh, this is a tiebreaker type situation. Yeah. Where you were a half game behind coming into the game because of the way that the Guardians beat the Tigers earlier on in the day. But now you are flatly a full game behind the wild card spot, so you're on the outside looking in. And right now it doesn't look like you can score offense. You can't beat an A's team that admittedly has some good things going, but I don't think anybody views as a particular good team. And here you are, 5 games left to go, and your destiny is technically in your hand, but you've got to change the way that you're playing right now. And so let's look at Joe Espada, right? Because I think, Lopez, it seems like you might be looking at yesterday as a referendum on the manager.
No, well, if it was a referendum is how I would put it. If it were a referendum on Joe Espada, that is not exactly the best endorsement. I mean, that was bad, sort of, you know, indicative of everything that they've been, you know, in during this slide down the stretch. You know, no offense at all, like as in zero. The last
was six, it three hits total?
Three hits was that total. What it was? No runs for the last six innings. Some sloppy play, balls falling in the infield and everything else.
That one made me mad.
Oh, my God!
To be fair, I wasn't inherently mad at the team. I was mad at the circumstances.
Like, here we go again.
That's some AAA baseball stuff. In fact, can you give me, let me see, can you give me Espada 2? Because this is what Espada said. We will lean a little bit on audio here, especially since we're talking about him. You know, how much did the pop-up being dropped early on in that game in the first inning set the tone for the game?
No, I don't think it did. It just happens here all the time. It's just really difficult to see the ball in the first couple innings, and you know that we just couldn't score enough runs. That's it.
I mean, I guess, but I didn't like it happens all the time here.
Well, I think it did set the tone, if for no other reason than now you are behind in this game, and the Astros, who have not been good at scoring runs, and he's right. Like, ultimately, it's like, can you score runs? Mm-hmm. But when you put yourself in a place where now you're behind, people are pressing, man. Mm-hmm. Being on the mound with a level of stress, knowing that, hey, I need to hold this right here, because any more runs that happens, that puts you in a state of pressing. Dudes at the plate are going to be pressing. It's been a real problem for this team, and I think that absolutely was part of it. But you were speaking further on, like, that the night that it was. Like, it was rough even outside
of
that.
It was rough beginning to end. And you know, obviously the A's, a team that, you know, they've beaten you, but that's a team that you should beat. And it just kind of it was just reflective of a lot of things that you're starting to see out there. And the manager always gets talked about, but, like, is this a referendum? Was that a referendum on Joe Espada? Is Joe Espada deservedly maybe in trouble here?
I think in the larger span of things, the thing that my brain immediately comes to is, what more do you expect of a Joe Espada?
Thank you.
We knew that the window was kind of closing just generally on this team, but you're looking at it. Look at the roster that you're putting out there right now. Jose Altuve is clearly showing some signs of slowing down. We talked about that early on in the season. He's managed to still put together a pretty solid season, but also not a Jose Altuve season of sorts. I think obviously Isak Paredes is just coming back from injury. You had to go and return Carlos Correa. Christian Walker just hasn't landed, and I do wonder how much you want to put that on Joe Espada, but how much of this is like that decline that people had seen in those stats that is coming to bear.
Yeah.
All right, let me just stop and ask you this. Does it sound like I'm like coping? Because I'm coping.
I think
right
we
now
all are. But you're kind of leading into what my takeaway is here. Is Joe Espada at fault for what the Astros are doing right now in terms of sliding? Possibly, probably, if you ask me, missing the postseason altogether, because they got to win a lot of games and they haven't won a lot of games in a row here lately. Is it his fault that this is an aging team? Is it his fault?
No, on that one.
The injuries, and I know you don't like to make excuses for injuries, and he actually talked about that yesterday.
There's teams with a lot of injuries, but they've had the most injuries.
Yeah, so aging team, injuries, the system. I mean, he absolutely has made the most you could possibly make out of a farm system that is still ranked as one of the worst in baseball.
And he's used a lot of them.
And his fault?
People that have come up from that system have looked, you know, solid. They've helped you in various places. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've seen the likes of Gordon and Blue Ball and Gusto, and who's not even on the team anymore, who've come up and helped you. Like, he's had to utilize all those things. He's moved the lineup around, which I do wonder, do you view that as a positive or a negative? Because he's been searching for trying to find something from this team, but also maybe you can make the case that you're not able to find a level of stability with all of the moves that they've been having.
Is it his fault that you haven't been able to find stability? I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, you're having to, you know, put your finger in the dike here and then there and then here and then there.
You know what the hell you're doing. Jerk.
I was just going to go right past it.
I know you were.
Jerk. But it is a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do think, though, in watching that game, like there are some things that made me frustrated with the spotter, which is, okay, that drop happens, and clearly, you know, Javier on the mound jumps off the mound, and he's looking for the ball in the air. He can't find it.
Yeah.
None of your infielders get there before him? Like, again.
This is true. Yeah.
When it comes to fielding a ball, like your pitcher is the last person who
you don't
you
want him to.
Like, now, if you want your pitcher to be able to do that if the need be, but, I mean, your first baseman isn't in there. Your catcher gets in there late. You know, other guys who are, like, supposedly, hey, get in there. And even if the pitcher is calling for it, wave him. You need to go get that baseball. Like, you don't want your pitcher having to field that. You don't have that in that instance. You're seeing some bad things in, you know, on the defensive, in the defense just generally. And the thing that kind of frustrates me, and I will go to a spot of three here in a second, is like he has this message that he's clearly been giving all the way through the year, but it's clearly not landing. And at some point, I wonder what does that mean for the manager? This is Joe Espada and his answer on just if he can explain the last 2 to 3 months of lack of production offensively.
You know what? I am going to speak to, you know, a few months ago, you know, we were scoring runs and we were doing some things offensively, just creating enough consistency for us to, you know, win games in a row and win series in a row. That we're missing some bats and we missed some players. But, you know, we do have enough talent in that room to overcome those challenges. And that hasn't been the case, you know, day in, day out. We just got to find some quality at bats here in the next 5 games and you know, make a strong push.
Whew. Quality at bats. Yeah. He's been talking about quality at bats all year. And, like, you'll see them happen from time to time, but they don't stick. And I mean, like, yes, there's something that you have to bring to the players. I mean, we know you have some free swingers on here that are trying to change their stripes in this instance, and that's tough. But, like, he's been talking about that, and that hasn't latched on consistently for this team.
No, and the quality at bats have declined over the course of the year, too. I thought they were doing a good job the first half, most of the first half of the season, you know, being selective, making those quality at bats, moving. We talked about how they had changed the manner in which they won games. You know, just they were playing some small ball and moving guys. So it has declined, for sure. But I just don't know how much of it is like if you could trot out just some semblance of the same 10 or 11 guys over the course of 2 months, would it be better? Because we're talking about 17, 18 different lineups, you know, that they've had to use out there, and that's. I don't know who could do it. So I'm not sitting here, let me defend Joe Espada. It truly was a question. I mean, is it him? I guess if I had to pick one side, I would say, man, it's a lot to put this on Joe Espada. It's a lot, especially when you talk about the aging team, the system, the injuries, the lack of performance from guys like Christian Walker, and really the predictable sort of decline, if you want to call it that, of Cam Smith and some of these younger guys that have never done this before. It's a lot to put it on him.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, though, is in that answer that you just heard from Joe Espada, he's like, there's talent there. So he's not allowing himself the fall of, well, you know, the circumstance that's been put in front of me. And if you do go from that perspective, there are things that you can bring to his doorstep. But I hear you. I think that the circumstance has been really tough. But ultimately, they're going to be standing looking at themselves, whether they get this done or not, to get themselves in the postseason. And they're going to have to, like, answer for the fact that this has definitely been, I guess, lackluster at times for them. There's been things that they have done to themselves in this place. But right now, ultimately, all that matters is you got 5 games, 2 more in Sacramento before you head over to Anaheim, where it's time to nut up or shut up, right? Like, can you get something done to keep your season alive and give yourself an opportunity to go and at least try and compete, even if you are not playing at the level where anybody feels confident in you going and competing and doing something special in the postseason. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and I kind of pursuant to those Astros. Let's get to our question of the day, because I think our guy John Lopez here looks at a postseason berth as a gift that you just don't want.
Yeah.
So what's the worst gift that you ever got or the worst gift that you ever seen someone get? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next. Question of the day, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten or seen someone get? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat 610 Houston. Because it feels like if these Astros do make it to the playoffs, at least for John Lopez, he's like, you know what? You could have kept that gift for me.
I can't be the only one feeling that, after, especially after last night.
They might flip the switch, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the text line, there's people that agree with you. Someone was like, do you feel worse not making?
Even Finney couldn't say that with a straight face.
Yeah, someone was like, do you feel worse not making the playoffs or going and getting whooped in the wild card? And
you might get your dumb back, man.
And for me, it's really as of this morning. Because I've always like, okay, you never know, you know, the old baseball isms and all that stuff. I'm like, dude.
I mean, it calls into mind. You're in this place as of now because, in part, I mean, they didn't go and they didn't add, especially on the pitching side, something you clearly have needed at the trade deadline, which I guess, to be fair, I don't know how much you could have. Like, again, what did you have available to you? But you could talk about the fact that, you know, you've spent last couple times you've spent on a first baseman. They have not been able to deliver. And I do wonder how much different I feel about this team right now. If Christian Walker looks a lot better offensively, I know defensively he's brought something to the team. But then also, like, you know, hey, you know, they've been kind of cheap in some of the ways that they've gone about things. But then I go, yeah, I get why they've paid some pitchers and stuff, and they've just not been available. But then I still come back to the organization and the manager, and not the manager and the owner, and I go, well, at what point were you supposed to evaluate the way that you're doing things so that your return to baseball goes more smooth? It feels like this is something that you knew has been an issue with your medical staff or whatever, and you have not at least taken some level of steps to try and fix that and give yourself an opportunity to utilize the talent that you still have in your you haven't been able to make use of so much of this talent, not just because of injuries of dudes not being able to produce as well, but I mean, pitching wise, how long have you had pitchers on the IL? Literally years. We had
Luis Garcia was 2 years.
Every time somebody comes back from IL, it's like, yeah, this guy's returning from war because he's been gone so long. Yeah. You know, because your return to baseball is not on the up and up. It feels
we'll
like
we'll get to the question of the day here because there's some funny ones that I thought of, but I know you guys have some too. 713-572-4610, and of course Twitch and YouTube. But it kind of goes back to the point I talked about. Is that Joe Spada's fault that the owner is doing this? That the trade deadline was kind of a miss, etc. So I'm with you on that. So I mentioned earlier the worst. It's a gift basically that, I mean, you take it, right? But you're not that excited about it,
right?
If they make the postseason. So I mentioned earlier a buddy of mine. It's been at least 10-15 years. I can't remember exactly, but he gave his wife, without her knowledge, without her asking, a weight loss program subscription.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Brother, it was bad.
Wait, what did he have you? I'm sure you've clowned
him. Oh, we talked about it like crazy. Of course, I was laughing.
What did he think was going to happen?
Yeah. Here, honey. 3 months.
You know what that makes me think of, though, is like every winter, Christmas time season or whatever in the holiday seasons, I see like is it Lexus that gets out here with the holidays? Get your wife a car for Christmas. And I'm like, that wouldn't hit me the way that it hits them in the commercials, because that's like, wait, you got me a car note? You know what I mean, like, you did not think or like when it was, they got me a puppy. I'm like, here's responsibility. Like, how did you not think how that was going to come across?
See, that's the thing. Like, I talk about that with my wife a lot. Like, what if I just pulled up to a house, a big old house, and give you the keys, like, this is our house?
Oh,
her
God.
First reaction going to be like, wait, hold on, how much did this cost?
Who's paying for this? Why did you not talk to me
wait
about
a minute. This? It ain't going to be that. Oh, my
so
God.
That qualifies. Okay, but I have to share one that I did and just fall on the sword. And to be fair to myself.
you don't deserve any fair, because if it's anything that's happened in the last year, told you about all those.
I think y'all will. Well, you probably won't. But I think you might agree with me. So my wife loves to go hiking. She loves the outdoors. Not like, I mean, she fishes with me a lot, but I mean, she's more of like hiking, nature, mountains, you know, all that
stuff.
Is
she birding yet?
She's like me. We both bird a lot and all that. Me more so. So one year, I believe it was for our anniversary, I got her a week-long stay, it might have been 5 days, off the grid in at Devil's River. So we could hike, you know, I could fish a little bit. She could go through all these nature walks and all that stuff. Well, the off-the-grid part did not hit because it was compost toilets. It was a generator. We had limited electricity because it was a generator.
Damn.
We had to boil.
So you gave her struggle for
it. we had to boil.
Happy birthday.
We had to boil the water on the
Let's
cold.
Let's go to this third world country.
And I thought, okay, she likes to hike. Let's go all in. Let's get her the, you know, the off-the-grid Devil's River, beautiful water, all that stuff.
Overthought it.
I sure did.
Overthought
because it. Because 3 days in, I could tell she was not liking the compost toilet, not liking boiling the water, not liking no cell, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. We were off the grid.
Damn.
And 3 days in, I said, you want to go ahead and cut this short and go back? Yes.
Yes, thank
yes.
God.
Yes, I do.
Didn't you get your wife a cooler with the bike?
He
me
sure
logo
did.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Throw that in there too
to help, and not just that. It wasn't just the cooler, right? To help her when she go get the groceries.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
I bet it does.
Let me get you an apron since you cook right. all the time.
I got you a set
since
of spatulas.
You always
go. So you can flip them pancakes. How about that?
How about y'all?
Happy birthday!
All right.
Honestly, the one that I thought of, and it sounds like it's going to be everybody's answer to some degree because it's like it's gift card. But it's particular.
Mm-hmm.
I got given a gift card to like Starbucks. I don't drink coffee.
That's right. You don't.
And I was like, this is the peak. Like, I did not think about you one bit. not even a little. Because not only was it just like, it wasn't like I got you a coffee thing because I forgot you didn't like coffee. So I got you like this fancy coffee
shop.
I got you a star. You picked that up at the Kroger.
At the Kroger
checkout line.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you give me this? You
right.
could give me cash instead. Now, because now this money's trapped up in the Starbucks. I gotta go in there and get like a pumpkin slice or something.
They're probably thinking like, man, everybody likes Starbucks, yeah, so I can't miss with this one.
Go you get did. One of those bad breakfasts they have there. Yeah.
Or like, no, you just gotta get like a little drink, like a fruit drink or something, like a refresher or something.
Yeah, but like that. Now I'm begrudgingly doing this. I'm going out of my way. I was never gonna stop here.
and we used to get customers like you all the time too that would just pull up in the drive-thru like, hey, I don't drink coffee, what should I get? And you could tell, and then they pull up the gift card. I was just like, okay, somebody, it was around December too, so somebody gave you a gift card.
That's why it's,
and you're trying to use it.
The last gift card you should give somebody is a Starbucks one. Like, I know it seems like the first one, stop doing
unless
it
they really
stop
like
it.
Coffee
unless they really 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 like it.
And even then, you probably should get them something a little bit more special than the Starbucks one. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Go to a hipster place.
That's right.
You get a gift card. Mine, so when I was in middle school, me and my family, this is the first time we ever did this. We decided to do the little, you know.
The gift exchange?
Yeah.
Was it Secret Santa?
It wasn't even the Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. It was more of a put your name in the hat.
Oh, gotcha.
And pick. And I think somebody picked my name or whatever. So you got to get Bootman a gift, pretty much. And so my gift was some gift certificates to Wendy's. It had the bowl. It had three. It wasn't no cards and stuff
it
back
like
then.
Like discounts?
No, it was like a paper, like a little
gift certificate.
An actual paper gift certificate. It was like $5.
Yeah, so one five count nugget.
All together, it was like $15.
Yeah.
It was, that's all I got.
Oh, man.
I was like, man. And my parents and my mom and all that stuff spending money on just showering whoever they had for gifts or whoever they had to give gifts to. And I get that. I'm just like, man.
That's like that text we got. This guy said he got soap from an aunt or something, which is fine, except his brother got VR goggles. Like, we know who the favorite is there.
Yeah. All right, so when it comes to bad gifts, we got some coming in. On the YouTube page, Nick said, my friend's dad gave him a blender and his entire family clowned the dad for hours. Yeah. See, I think that's also a thing. You get to a certain age and you're like, what can I get that has some utility to this person?
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what's not fun? You know what's not a great unwrap on Christmas Day and get to doing it?
A blender?
Something with utility. Give me something a little fun, please. Like, can you help me?
Or the, guy that said he gave his boss some liquor? His boss was an alcoholic.
Yeah. Oh, man. That one's real, because there ain't no way to spend that one. Like, there's nowhere. Well, give that to someone. No. I don't know. See, now, this one would cause me to fight you. From the 713, one of our friends trolled us with the gift of $100 in gift cards to 20 different places in $5 increments. I will choke you out. Don't play with me. Don't play in my face. Because the thing that I hate the most is when I can't buy nothing with this gift card.
Yeah.
Like, you bought it in a denomination that means I got to add money on top. So first and foremost, I'm going to a place that I probably don't go all the time.
And you're spending money.
And I have to spend my money in order to get this money off this card. Yeah. I will fight you.
Yeah, $5 here to whatever, and then $5 there. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I was like, I'll hit you in your throat if you're not careful with that. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, an old girlfriend got me a skydiving pass for one. She basically told me to go jump out of a plane.
Go jump off that bridge over there, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend bought her boyfriend a nice watch for Christmas. He got her a toilet light.
Hey, yo. Well, maybe she be complaining about waking up at night. And look, you know what's better than a watch? Making sure your toes aren't getting stubbed. How about that? Like that. I respect that. Some bad gifts. Texans giving us a disappointing season, then get $2 billion for a new stadium. We haven't seen that yet. But
yet.
Hey, if they keep going down the road, they going down now around Christmas time, they might be some bad presents.
Hey.
I got you a pair of Texans tickets.
Well, you know what now is going to be a really bad gift, especially if somebody was like, I'm going to get to this early. That number 8 jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to show up inevitably under some child, some poor child's Christmas tree.
Is number 8 jinxed?
Ooh. Maybe now.
Who all wore number 8?
Mechie. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Shaw wore number 8, right?
He did.
Shaw, well, he had a good run and then fell off a cliff.
I'm already preparing mentally for the social media posts of that child who is going to have to see on Christmas Day a number 8 jersey, no matter what, just because it was on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the Mechie ones are double on sale now.
Yeah, and it's definitely coming from a grandma who have no idea who these people
She's
are.
She's like, you said you love the Texans, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It was $13 is what it was. That's why grandma got it.
Oh, my God. Wow, okay, see, I need this one. I need the answer to this one. It's 3-6, more of the story. They said their brother got a water hose for his birthday. Please explain. I need to know why someone thought, you know what you need? Water hose. That's what you need.
You know what? First thing I thought, I'm like, I could use a water hose.
I bet you could.
I could use a water hose.
Because again, it might have been one of those things.
Why don't you get your granddaughter a water hose?
No, I'm not going to get her, but she can get me one.
We'll see. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's a trend that's happening in the NFL, and I wonder if you have any idea why it's happening. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.